SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the presence of more than 90 countries at his Swiss peace summit shows the world stands with his nation and an end to the war is now closer. Russia, which is not participating, has dismissed the conference as a waste of time. Kyiv's allies say it's a useful step towards peace, but acknowledge that at some point Moscow will have to be brought to the negotiating table. SBS's Janice Peterson spoke with Federal Minister Bill Shorten, who's in Bergenstock, as Australia's delegate to the gathering.
Minister Shorten, thanks so much for joining us between bilateral and one-on-one meetings with leaders there in Switzerland. You are there, of course. You're among 90-plus countries who are working on a pathway to peace for Ukraine. But what are you personally hoping to achieve?
The world needs to know that Australia rejects the notion that large countries can simply invade small countries. Australia stands for the principle that a sovereign people in their own territory should pick their own governments, that they have the right to peace. Australia's presence is well received. I had the chance to talk to President Zelensky.
Mr. Shorten, it sounds like you'd like the world to know that Australia holds this event as a priority, but you personally don't hold any portfolio responsibilities for foreign affairs. You're not on the National Security Committee. So why are you there rather than a minister who's more qualified in this area?
Well, other than our Prime Minister, no one's led our party for 6 years. And the Prime Minister formed the view that a former leader was an appropriate person to send in the event that he and the people you mentioned were required to talk to the Chinese. Australia's a country who can do more than one thing at once. Ever since MH17 was shot down in the skies of eastern Ukraine, I've been a strong defender of Ukrainian sovereignty. And so the Prime Minister formed the view that a former leader was a good person to send.
You say you want to send a message to Mr. Putin, but how much meaningful change can be achieved when Russia's been frozen out of these talks?
Obviously, to get to peace, Russia has to be part of it. But I think Russia's heard a message loud and clear. The only option to resolve this is through peace.
Mr. Shorten, a number of countries have re-established their embassies in Ukraine since Russia's invasion. When's Australia going to do the same?
Obviously, we want to open that embassy when we can. And I know DFAT's considering the best way to do it. It certainly hasn't stopped us providing over $1 billion of military assistance and humanitarian aid. And we're one of the largest non-NATO contributors to this war.
Talk to me more about that contribution, because recently Ukraine asked Australia for helicopters and coal. We didn't oblige. So do you think Ukraine can genuinely rely on Australia for support when we haven't provided some of the things they have requested?
Merely because you don't give someone one of the things or two of the things they request doesn't mean that you're not reliable. What's happened is the government, instead of sending a shipment of coal, has provided the equivalent in cash. Rather than pay in the insurance costs of the shipping, why not just send them the money to an energy fund and let them use it in the best way they can? The Ukrainians are pretty happy with that, I can assure you. And no doubt there'll be more contributions as this sad and tragic war continues.
Minister Shorten, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.